told him to go get this flash. I'll tell you why. That is amazing.
Yes, he is.
He's just amazing. I he said to do the reflections, and I'll tell you a little bit first. Brother Les told us about Gwen, and what the doctor said about her kidneys, and I was very disturbed by that. And I got a report about my brother. He has a brain tumor, and it's stage 4, and the doctor said that he wasn't going to make it. And we went to see him the other day. He was in really bad shape from when I saw him about 2 months ago. And that really, really, like Brother Les said, just shook me to my core. And, I was very grateful that my kids were there, and Christian and Jeff, and we were all there together. And I'm just grateful to have them there, that support. But on the ride home, I was just like, Lord, I was just shaken. I just didn't understand it. Like, what? I didn't even know what to say. And I was like, baffled. Like, what in the world is going on? Like, it's just something about, your faith. You just have faith that things are going to work out a certain way. And then when you see the turn in another way, it just shapes you. What's going on? That's not what I believe. That's not what you said, And I really struggled with that, that night. I don't think that anybody could tell, but to the next morning I did. And, Jeff was talking to me, and he was trying to tell me that, everything was going to be okay, and he was trying to encourage my heart. Come on in. Praise the Lord. But he was just trying to tell me that all would be well. He was just trying to encourage my heart and let me know that in spite of what I see or how I'm feeling, that I can still go on and continue to be who I am.
Yeah.
Like, because I was feeling a little stressed because Sunday was coming, and I was feeling like, okay, I have all this pressure on me. I have this blow that just hit me with my brother. How am I supposed to get up before people and talk about faith? My faith was just thrown to the curb. How am I supposed to do that? And he says, you just still continue to be who you are.
Yeah.
And but it just really hit me, like, God, how do you let this happen? And then God brought me to a scripture on Saturday morning. And it was 1 Corinthians 5:7, 2 Corinthians 5:7, very simple scripture. You don't even have to turn it, but everybody knows it. And it's simple scripture. We walk by faith, not by sight. That's it. We walk by faith, not by sight. And then I was reminded of a devotional that I read. And in the devotional, it had this quote. We don't walk spiritually by an electrical light, but by a handheld lantern. And a lantern shows only the next step, not several steps ahead. Our walk is one of faith, step by step, moment by moment, decisions. And so, that's what I've been meditating on, just that we don't walk. Walking by faith is like, you don't know what God is going to do. We never know what God is going to do. That's why we in our walk with faith, we anticipate that what we believe God is going to do, God will do. Mm-hmm. So when things happen the way they do, that we don't expect, that's why we get shaken. That's why we get thrown off. Because, you know, when the doctor says, this is going to happen, we say, oh, and that's not what we believe. That's why we get thrown off, because we say, oh, no, that's not what I was believing. But faith is taking a step one by one, like this. One by one. We only see in this present moment. That's what it is. You know, you don't see all the way ahead. And that's when God, I was sitting back there, and he said, go get the flashlight. So that's why I get this flashlight. So I'm going to show you something, because I hope I do it right. I want you to cut off the light for a second. Because God said, we don't walk. Like, you see this kind of light for a second. I gotta show you. You see all this light. Mm-hmm. So we can see over there. Mm-hmm. We can see over there. Mm-hmm. So if not walking by faith, we can see all of this stuff ahead of us, right? Because mm-hmm. we can see everything. Now, walking by faith, cut off all the lights. Walking by faith, you can't see, right? Mm-hmm. You can't see nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, walking by faith, you can only see what's right in front of you.
Yeah.
Right in front of you. Mm-hmm. So you see take the light, you walk mm-hmm. each step by step, you see yes. right in front of you. That's walking by faith.
Yes.
Light by light, mm-hmm. step by step. Mm-hmm. That's what God said. Mm-hmm. That's how we walk. Walk by faith, not by sight. Mm-hmm. That's how you walk, by faith. That's what God says. That's why he told me to get the flashlight. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Okay, he's got the light. That's what you see. Yeah, so anyway, so that's our walk. We walk by faith, not by sight. So when things, God wants us to believe in him. In spite of, like, the things that we see, you know, we can sort of see things ahead. Because God wants us to see things ahead. He wants us to believe in his word. He wants us to hope in his word. That's what faith is, to hope. You know, faith is the evidence of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, right? Things hoped for. So God wants us to hope. So we need to hope for things. But we also need to know that we need to go step by step and not jump ahead. Mm-hmm. That's where God wants us. Because when we try to jump ahead, that's not walking by faith. We have to go step by step. We jump ahead and we end up falling back. We end up having our knees buckled and things like that. So that's not where God wants us. So anyway, I hope I was able to share with. I think God is sharing with me to try to encourage me where I am, you know, concerning my brother. I don't know. I know what the doctor said. And they said that, you know, he's not going to make it, but they said that before, you know, and he did. So, you know, it's been 3 years, so I don't know. So, but God knows. So all I'm going to do is just keep hoping and believing. And God knows, and God, I'm just going to trust God. That's all I can do.
Yes. Amen. 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 Amen.